at the dentist tomorrow evening.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow evening, it's right over here in the
That's good.
Fine. We'll have that bill.
Now, what is the score on these fellows now? Are they coming in?
Yes, sir. Be here about 39 at the 40.
Fine.
Of them that be down, they had their special orders yesterday. Did very well.
They get any press? I suppose not.
I didn't see a thing in the local press. But the day before, they got a little late, a press conference.
The day before, Rastin, we justified this. Well, what do they need to hear? I just want to come in and talk to them briefly. Just thank them. Is that what you want?
Yes, sir. Thank them.
But
I hope that they hang together as a unit a lot. There's a lot of esprit de corps. They can get the fight together, even if they lose sometimes. And kind of get a buddy on buddy.
Now, they talked about the budget and things in there.
That's right. Fiscal restraint ceiling, spending ceiling. They did not get into the priorities within the spending ceiling because some of them kind of feel different on that. But Common kind of put them together, and they meet regularly every week. He's the president, of course. And they're talking about Congress has got to reform its own budget process if they're going to be responsible. And they all took about 5 minutes yesterday and did a real good job. I read some of it in the congressional record. Jerry Ford requests that you might say something about that he recommended the meeting, or always take the lead from Jerry because he wants to kind of get hold of it.
Yeah, all right. Well, what do they need to hear from me? What's going on?
I think that we can talk about vetoes coming down the pike, and that those are political votes, and that in the past we've had great support from Republicans, although we use some Democrats on it. You hope they'll see their way clear to support you on budget matters, because in a way, vetoes are political votes. And I think that's kind of important in light of what's coming down the pike. I think you can sympathize with them being a freshman congressman, not knowing their way around, and sometimes it's hard to get acclimated to Washington and to their committee assignments and to the procedures. And that the administration is ready to help them in any way it can. And we've talked to them at their seminars. I have, Ehrlichman has, the House guys have. I think they're a little frustrated right now because they just can't get hold of issues yet. It's so much to consume. And, that's why they organize themselves and want to do something. So they got special orders. Common's a real leader, I think. He's he's pretty aggressive, and he may step on some toes, but by golly, he does.
He's aggressive, but God, you need to do that.
That's right. And he's doing stuff. I'm kind of anxious to check and see how they voted today. They have this vocational rehabilitation bill up that you vetoed last year, and will probably veto this year. Earl Landry offered us.
Well, any chance?
Well, it was one that Jerry said that he thought could not sustain, but on the administration substitute that was offered by Landry, we got 165 votes. And the substitute held it at your budget figure. Now, they went on to pass the dadgum thing after we lost the substitute, but I thought that was kind of courage with 165 votes. And I checked up with Earl, and he said that a lot of freshmen came in and helped him on that. Of course, Jerry was in swinging, too, so that's a good sign. For a veto. You're going to have them in here, I think, now.
I thought they would be much harder than
I do, too.
This would be here, like, in the office.
How do you feel about pictures? Group picture, or do you want individual?
I don't think I would have any.
Okay.
I think it's better just to have them come in on us. We've had individual pictures of them long before and so forth. I think this should go through and essentially stand there. I should feel strong if we should have it.
No, they haven't requested it, and I don't think they care really. They had, most of them, I'm sure, had pictures when they were campaigning because you had so many of them last summer and fall.
What you might do if you want.
We could quickly. I could talk to them outside and say we're going to shoot quickly.
You want to eat up, or you get each get a picture inside which you can have, and then the person wants to talk to you as well.
Okay. Stand around.
Let's let them do that, but tell all that to just shoot them all fast, just quite up in front of the flags. And they've all been in the president's office.
I think it's really a good group. My associations with them, most of them are pretty sound guys, and I think they'll do well. There's one woman, Marjorie Hope from Prince George's out here. Meryl.
Just say, shoot them to the quarter, make the pictures.